Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, Sheni Chana bas Malka, Baruch Atzal Ruchom Aseidem, and for Yisrael Chaim and Chana Rochel, and for Daniel Yaakov and Sarah Liba, Baruch Atzal Ruchom Aseidem, them and their families. When we're discussing the bracha of Al Anisim on Chanukah, the Nitzach of Al Anisim on Chanukah, we say, "V'atah berachmecha arbim you with your great mercy, amadat alahem beis tzarasam, you stood up for them at the time of their tzara, the prima gadim, in the mishpitzos zav and simetav reish pei beis." If Katan Aleph writes, the rachmecha arabim means that even though they weren't makdim tefila lemulchama, so in the Sefer Bnei Bina of Reb Farbstein Zatzal, he asks that bepashtus the hechreach for this biur. That Barachamecha HaRabim means that even though they weren't makdim tefillah milchama, Hashem still helped them with His great mercy. So the hechreich for this is that it says Rachamecha HaRabim. It doesn't just say Rachamecha. Why doesn't it just say your mercy? Why does it say Rabim? So on this, the Prima Gadim writes that you need to say Rabim is because there was no tefillah. So the kasha is, ask Reb Farbstein, what's the hechreich? Even after tefillah, we don't need rachamim from Hashem in order to get what we asked for in tefillah. Even after we daven, we need rachamim rabim. And he asks even more over there, how is it possible that the chashmonaim, who were called by those who wrote the liturgy, those who wrote the tefillah, tzadtahorim, tzadikim, oskei sorasecha, how could it be that they didn't daven be'ez tzarasan? Were they somech chas v'shalom al otzam kocham? Chas v'shalom. So how could it be that they didn't daven? Not only that, the Rambam says that if it's an Esara and a Chostainis, you have to daven. And how would they revatal this mitzvah? Could it be? Can't be. They made even a mitzvah kala you fast. They said Lashkicham Torah Secha. Certainly they daven. Certainly they were crying out. So it's very hard to say that they didn't daven. So what's the pshat? So Rav Man Zecher Tzadik Livracha explains as follows, and this is based on what he wrote elsewhere, and we actually had a shiur on that topic. We also have to understand the Al Anisim, the Hemshech Abachta Rachamecha Rabim. We say as follows: Raftes Rivam Dantes Dinam Nakantes Nukmasam. You fought their battles for them, etc. Masarti Giborim Miat Chaloshim V'Rabid Mal Miatim. You gave the strongest hand to the weak ones, the many in the hands of the few, the impure in the hands of the pure, the evil in the hands of the good, of the righteous, and the zedim, the haughty, in the hands of those who learn Torah. So since bepashtus, this peirut, these details are coming to explain what you Hashem did against what should have happened naturally, if not for your great mercy. So we get Masarti Giborim Biat Chaloshim V'Rabid Ma'me'atim. So there indeed B'derech HaTeva it's Mischayev that the few should be given over to the many, the weak should be given over to the strong, and only Barachamecha HaRabim Adarabim Masarti Giborim Biat Chaloshim, etc. But we need to understand the Hemshech. Does it have to be that the Tehoirim are always given over to the Tmeim, and that the Rishayim, the Tzadikim are always given over to the Rishayim, and the Oskei Saratzech on the Adam and the Zaydim? That only because of Yirachamecha Rabim it wasn't so. Why is that necessarily so? That the Tehoirim should go in the hands of the Tmeim, and Tzadikim Rishayim, and Oskei Saratzech on the hands of the Zaydim? Why is that necessarily so, Alpi Teva? Mehechitesi? So for this, you don't necessarily need Rachamecha Rabim. It's not necessarily going against Teva. So, we can explain as follows. The Rambam, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Malachim, Malachat Tesvav, says, Mi ha'isha yarev erach ha'levav kimashmo. Somebody who's scared, says he should go home. And the Rambam says, after he goes to war, he has to have faith, rely on the hope of Israel, and their salvation, and their time of trials. Yishayin al mikveh yiso moshib eis tzara. And he should know that he's fighting for Yichud Hashem. He's fighting for the oneness of God. V'yosim nafshei b'chapoi v'lo yirov v'lo yipochid v'lo yachshav v'lo b'ishto v'lo b'banov. Shouldn't have fear at all. shouldn't be thinking about his wife and his children. He should erase them from his mind, and he should fight with all of his power. And if he fights without fear, and his kavana is the Kaddish is Hashem, then he's not going to be harmed at war, and he's going to build his home for him and his children all the days of his life, and forever and ever he's going to be Zoche L'Chai Olam Haba. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk to prove this. So as Rav Man explains in the Be'er Miriam in Chelek Beis on this Rambam, and we explained in Ashir, the yesod here is that Milchamas Yisrael Ani Asisi, the pasuk says, God wages wars for the Jewish people, as we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Beis Amid Beis. And that's what we say in Tfilas Yotzer, Hashem is Baal HaMilchamos, because Hashem is Bailus on the Milchamas, because Ani Asisi. And the Gemara brings in Sotim and Beis Amid Beis and what it says in the Mishnah, Him Boim Ben Itzchono Shal Basav Adam, Atam Boim Ben Itzchono Shal Makom. They're coming with the victory of human beings, and you with the victory of God. Because it says, Vani Boi Lecha B'Shem Hashem Elokei Marchos Yisrael. I am coming to you in the name of God, who is the Lord of the Jewish battlefields. That the Marchos Yisrael Adi Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one fighting the battles. I ain't shaman the sugi and sota that Goliath stood begilu upon him. That's why he's Goliath. He had this chutzpah in front of Hashem, and he says, "Choose a man and let him come to me." Baruch Lachem Ish. And the Gemara says the Ish is a Kadosh Baruch Hashem Ish Molchama, because that's who Goliath was fighting against. He's fighting against God, and that's what he's saying in the Sefer Shoftim Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Omri Roz Amar Malach Hashem. Oru Oru Yoshvel Ki Lo Bo Ezus Hashem Lez Hashem Bagiboyrim. Cursing those who don't come to help. God, Rashi says, "Ukiviyachol shemishu oizer es Yisrael ko oizer es Hashchina." If you're helping the Jewish people, you're helping God. Based on what we're saying, it's kipshutay mamish, because the Mocham is Maisei Hashem, and as we explained in that shir, we're just a kli b'yad Hashem, we're Hashem's vessel to fight His wars. So if you come to help at battle, you're coming, Le'ezer Hashem. So the pasuk says, "Ki lo bo Le'ezer Hashem, Le'ezer Hashem ba giboyrim." But that it says, "Ezer Hashem," the place that you see gvura, which is Milchama, that's a Maisa Hashem. That is that Gvura that you see is the Maisa Hashem, because it's God's war. We're just waging it for Him. And the Rambam says that Kol Anilcham B'Chol Liboy B'Loi Pacha Tiyav Kavanot L'Shkadish Shem Bilvad. His whole Kavanah, no fear. His whole Kavanah is to be Makadish Hashem. He knows that he's not going to be harmed. That's because of what we said, that Hashem is making the war, and we're just a kli b'yad Hashem ish milchama. And we have to be mevatel our atzmius. We're mevatel ourselves when we wage war. That's why we don't fear. The Rambam says the whole kavan is l'kadish is Hashem. It's not your war, it's God's war. And male, of course, God's going to save you. You're fighting His war. Don't think about your family. You're fighting God's war. It's not about you. No fear, just Milchemes Hashem. So this is not going to be Darche Teva. If it's Darche Teva, there's reason to be afraid. But here's no Darche Teva. Fighting God's war, supernatural. Divrei Hayom in Beis, Perek Chav, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayomer Akshivu Kol Yehuda, Yoshvei Yerushalayim, Vamelech Yoshevet, Kol Amar Hashem Lachem, Atem Al Tirov, Vatechatu B'Pnei Hamon Hazeh, Ki Lo Lachem Amulcham Akim Le'Elokim. He said, "Listen, Judah, and those who sit in Jerusalem, and the King Yehoshaphat. So said God, don't fear, because you're not fighting the war God is." Therefore, there's no reason to fear, because it's God's war. And that's why the Rambam says, a person's promised he's not going to be harmed. because he's not in the world of nature anymore. He's Biyad Hashem. We'll see Nisim. Lehedge in the Rambam. Ala Torah Dvarim Perichof Pasuk Dalid. Vakein Sog Yashub and Pomeyam Ba'ai Kishloshim Vashisha Yish. Ki B'mochem Es Mitzvah Shalol Lo Eroi Shibo Misar Esor Shem Arza Ki Lashem Amulchama. He cried out, why did 36 people die? Yoshua Perik Zayim Sukkim Zayim Tetes. Why did they die? Says the Ramban, it's Lashem Amulchama. Nobody should die. Not one hair should fall from their heads. So therefore, according to this, it would appear clear that this inyan is not only for an individual, that's the whole mahalach of the Mulchama, that it's for God. So Pashat Hashem is winning the war, not people. Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yudal, Pasagut, Vayikra Asel Hashem Lekova Yomer, Hashem Nuchal Azor, Bein Rav Lein Koach, Zreinu Hashem Elokeinu, Ki Alecha Nishaninu, Ubishimcha Banu Al Amon Hazeh. We discussed this pasuk in that shir. Hashem Elokeinu Atal Yatzorimcha Anosh, Al Yatzorimcha Anosh. And then it says, Vayitiv Vayigof Hashem Es Hakushim Lefnei Asa. So first Asa says, hey God, it's all in your hands. You can help. Even the few in the hands of the many. You're the ones we rely on. And the Mela, there was a Magefa. We're coming B'Shimcha. We're coming L'Kiddush Shem Hashem. So on one hand, we're not afraid. And we're also, since we're relying on you, we're not afraid. And we're also coming al kiddush shem shemayim. And these are the two conditions that the Rambam says. No fear, kiddush shem shemayim. You're God, you're ish mulchama, al yatzorim chaynosh. No man is going to be involved here. It's all going to be from you, ayin shem b'malbim. The mele totzah was, vayigof. That's also what it says in Divrei Yamim Aleph Perik. Hey, Hamachemes Ha'Igrim, it says in the pasuk, VaYazru Aleim VaYinotnu BiYadim Ha'Igrim B'Chol Shimoim Ki LeElokim Zaku BaMochama VeNatu Lam Ki Batchu Bo. And there it says Ki Chalolim Rabim Naflu Kimi Elokim HaMilchama. Since LeElokim Zaku, they cried out to God in war. It's not tefillah, that the whole war was from God. The Kaddish is Hashem, and they'd be talking in him. Therefore, they didn't fear. Memela, the Tanoim were fulfilled, and many of the enemy fell. And it would appear, Shehu Adin, Shekach Hayam Alach Melchemet Chashminim Nitzchonam. It was because they were such a high madrega, they were fighting L'Kadesh as Hashem to be a Kli Mulchama B'Yado. Like Matasiel said, Mila Hashem Eilai. So Mamel is no Teva. Therefore they beat the Greeks. So now it would appear that when we say Masar Tekiborim Yad Chaloshim, etc., we're not trying to tell the great miracle. Because it's not, that's Pashut. That's Mischayev. Mitzad Atzmo, it's Mulchem as Hashem. There's no special nace. What we're trying to say here are the causes that brought to this mitzias of a mulchama that they had, that they had bitochen in Hashem, and that they were lekadish Hashem bilvad. So on one hand, they were fighting without fear, since they were matim neged rabim v'chaloshim neged giborim. So how did they go into the war at all? The answer is, it must be they had no fear. Kialecha nishanenu, like we saw in the pasuk of Asa. B'yad chalazor ben rav lein koach. Whether it's ma'atim neged rabim and chaloshim b'yad giborim, you can do it. You can win, God. And klapei the second tonight of the kavanah b'makadosh Hashem. For that, you need to be an adam b'al madrega. So now it says it was tahirim neged tmeim, tzadikim neged rishayim. We're going to be makadosh Hashem shemayim. Zaydim yados v'yisar sechum. We're kind both tonight. Memela, we won. We had these Yeshuas. This is Mefurish Lahedya Bamshech. Ulacha sees Hashem God of a Kaddish by Lamecha. Will Amcha Yisrael see a Chur Gedol of Furgan Kayoma Zeh? Why are we saying to you we made, to you you made this great name and holy in your world? We're thanking God for helping us win the war. What does that have to do with God? The answer is, it's because the whole war is for God. And Mamei Lucha sees Hashem God of a Kaddish by Lamecha. The tachas of the Melchama was fulfilled. So therefore, first it says, Mestat Gibor, Miad Chaloshim, etc. To show that we were fighting for God with no fear. The Kaddish is Hashem. Tzmeim Biad Tahar, Mishan Biad Tzadikim, Zeid Miad Eskisar Secha. And Memela, you made a great name for yourself. That's the tachas of the war. So now it would appear that the Prima Gadim says, Sheberachamecha Rabim, that the Nitzachim was in that tefillah, we asked, why didn't they daven? And how do we know? So based on what we said, it would appear that tefillah is Bakashas Tzrachav, whereas the whole Yisod of the Melchama was that it's not my needs, it's Kiddush Hashem, it's Bittel Atzmo L'Melchemes Hashem. So tefillah is a shtickel stira. Tefillah, usually you're asking things for yourself. It's not about us at all. Like it says in Melachim Perakah, Aleph Perakhes, Pazmam Gil, Ki Yet, Seimcha Lemochama, Bederech Asher Teshalchem, that when they go to war, they're just Shlichim. They're just Shlichim of Hashem. Vespalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir. Now, this tefillah could be on that they should know that they're shlichim. They're just fighting for God. So, that's what it says, that the Nitzachim, we're talking Rachamecha Rabim. What's this Rachamecha Rabim? That ze gufa, that there's this midah that Hashem wa nilcham lam Yisrael mitzad Rachamecha Rabim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. Like Rashi writes in Bishalach, Uvarov ge'oncha taros kamecha, what do you mean those who start up with God? Those who start up with Jewish people are starting up with God. As it says in Tehillim, Paragimel, that the Oivim start up with God, they make all tumult against God because they're starting up with his nation. They're Oivim Shel Makom, Oivim Ma'am Yisrael, Oivim Hashem. So it appears according to this that the Melchamas Yisrael are Melchamas Hashem Adoni Nilcham. Like it says in the Pasuk about David HaMelech, that the Rambam brings. Because those who start up with the Jewish people are starting up with God, and that's Mechayev Melchemes Hashem. Boivecha. Bekamecha, those who start up with Hashem. And therefore we get Hashem's Rachamecha Rabim. Raftes Rivam, God fights our battles. Why does God fight our battles? Because they're His battles. Therefore, God fights it for us. Dantes Dina, Rakantes Nikmasam. Because starting up with us is starting up with you. And that's because Hashem's Rachamim Rabim. What's His Rachamim Rabim? That He considers anybody who's starting up with Jewish people starting up with Him. That's His mercy. That He takes it personally, Kiviyachal. That a war against the Jews, a war against the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So according to this, it would appear that's what the Prima Gadim says. Barachamecha Rabim is below tefillah. Ena kavana leva'er bazeh. It's not coming to explain that since there was no tefillah, therefore they needed rachamim rabim. And it's not enough to have rachamim stam. Because that's a kasha, it doesn't make sense. Because even after tefillah, you need rachamim rabim. So the Prima Gadim isn't coming from the Hechreach because it says Rabim. From the whole Mahalach of Al HaNisim that we learned about. That in this the Prima Gadim explains that the Akdam Rachamecha Rabim is not talking about the Etzem HaNitzachon that we won because of God's great mercy. But that the whole Mahalach was a Mahalach of not having to daven. Because the Rachamecha Rabim was that God's mercy is that he views our enemies as his enemies. He identifies with us. That's his great mercy on us. That he sees this as a Mochemes Hashem. That's, as we explained, the whole Alanisim. That's the Mahalach of the whole Alanisim. It's your war, Rav Des Rivan, that you fought it because it's there. It's against you. And also, Kiporam Yad Chalashim, Rabin Man Me'atim. That they have faith in you, therefore they entered war, because if they have faith in you, they realize it's your war. And Sadiqim Biyad to Rishon Biyad Sadiqim. That they also are fighting for Kiddush Hashem, their Balei Madrega. So that makes it your war. So Mela, it's Rachamecha Rabim. You have great mercy that you see those who fight with the Jews as fighting against you. And therefore the Mahalach here is not Tefillah. Tefillah is a shtickle stira, because Tefillah is your own bakasha, but this is about you. So the Rachamecha Rabim is that you saw it as a personal affront when they start with the Jewish people. And Memela Tefillah wasn't necessary. The Tefillah wasn't necessary. Normally we do daven. But here it's because the Mahalach of Alanisim is that it's God's war. So the Prima Gadim himself gives another Hezber to Masar to Giborim Yad Chalashim, etc. But we just use the Prima Gadim's Rachamecha Rabim. That the Prima Gadim says, even though Shalom Akdimu Tefillah Melchama, because that's the Mahalach of this Melchama. It's not Tefillah, it's all for Hashem. So, we have a beer in the Ala Nisim on Chanukah. And we should be Zochem Ritz Hashem Bakarov to see Nisim in a flows by Amim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.